Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We are holding at Rabbi Shimon. So we were going through how many different priests there were for each and every mitzvah in the Torah. So Rabbi Shimon says that Yeshua was not Kori's priest with Klal Yisrael Bahar Grizim, only on the 11 Arurim that were mentioned in the parasha, not on all the mitzvahs. And therefore, amongst the three times that we had a Krisas Bris, Har Grizim Har Evel is not counted amongst one of those times. There was another Krisas Bris, Motzi Har Grizim Har Evel. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there was no Krisas Bris on all the mitzvahs of the Torah at Har Grizim and Har Revel. The third Krisas Bris about all the mitzvahs in the Torah was by Oel Moed Shebamidbar. So the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon argue with the same machlokas that the following Tanam argue about. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Klolos Namru B'Sinai. The generalities of the mitzvahs were said at Sinai. Upratos Ba'ol Moed. And the details of each klal were given at Oel Moed. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Klolos Upratos Namru B'Sinai, Nishnu Ba'al Moed, that all the generalities and the details were given at Har Sinai, and they were simply repeated at the Ol Moed, V'Nishtal Shuba Arvos Moav, and they were mentioned a third time at Arvos Moav. Sein Lecha Kol Dvar Mitzvah U'Mitzvah Shaksuv B'Torah Shalom Nichrusu Ala Arbayim U'Shmanu Brisos. But either way, every single mitzvah in the Torah has 48 brisos associated with it. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Ishkvar Akko Amr Mishnu Rabbi Shimon. So I guess the main point over here is that we have a fundamental machlokas tanaim, whether everything was given at Sinai or only the klalos were given at Sinai. Klalos with a chaf, not a kuf. The klal, generalities. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda ish kfar akko amr mishum Rabbi Shimon. That since all of Klal Yisrael are Arevim Zelazeh, and if one person does an Avera, every member of Klal Yisrael has a chelik in that Avera, because we're all responsible for each other, and it's not just that the Avera that he did, but on all 48 brisos associated with that violation of mitzvah Zelazeh, Ein l'cha mitzvah mitzvah sheksuva b'torah, shel nichrusu aleha arboim u'shmona brisos, shel sheish meos elef u'shloshes alafim v'chamish meos v'chamishim. Since it turns out, not only is it 48 brisos, but it's 48 brisos for each and every member of Klal Yisrael every single time a person does an Avera. So that's how powerful an Avera is. Amar Rabbi, L'divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar akko, shamar mishum Rabbi Shimon, ein l'chal k'mitzvah mitzvah shebetorah, shel nichrusu aleha arba'im shmona brisos, shel sheish meos elef, v'shosh alaf, v'chamish meos v'chamishim, nimtza l'kal echa v'echa m'Yisrael, sheish meos elef, v'shosh alaf, v'chamish meos v'chamishim, for every mitzvah, right? Each and every Jew. So it turns out from Rebbe that he's trying to add something to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, but it sounds like he just repeated it. My binayu, what did he add to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon? Amar of Mesharshia Arva v'Arva da Arva ike binayu. The Arvos of Arvos. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda holds that every single Jewish person, yes, he becomes an Arev l'chavero on the Avera that he did and on the 48 brisos that are associated with that Avera, that it's violated at that time, but the Arvos that his, that the other guy is Arev on the whole Jewish people, that mitzvah he's not an Arev on, meaning the mitzvah of Arvos itself he's not an Arev on, so it doesn't go too removed. Whereas Rebbe holds in Shitas Rebbe Shimon that aside from the fact that every single member of Klal Yisrael is chayiv 48 times for every single other person's Avera, they're also chayiv another 48 times for the Arvos of every single person's Avera. Darash Rabbi Yudah ben Nachmani mitorgamani Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Kol ha-parsha kula, all 11 arurim that is said by Har Grizim and Har Evel, lo nemra el benoif no efes, all refer to some type of adultery. And Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani explains that it says, or ish ha-shayasa pesel ma-secha, so that, you know, that makes an idol. So if it's really about making idols, but arur sagile, what, you think it's enough to just give him an arur? No way, it would be much worse. More than just an arur, ella zeh haba ala erva v'holid bein. This is talking about making a pesel masecha, meaning making a human image by being boel someone who's an erva and having a child with them. V'halach l'bein ovdei chavim v'avad avod z'chavim. And that child then went and worshipped avod zara. That's what it means, asher yasa pesel masecha. V'sarur inov v'imo shel zeh shekach gormulo. And what do you think the kid is, how do you think the kid is going to turn out when the kid is born from an illegitimate union? So it's the parent's fault that the kid turns out in such away. Now the Mishnah had said that the Levim turned their faces toward Har Grizim and they said brachos. So the Gemara explains how I know that they started with brachos. Tan Rabbanan, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings in the Eretz Yisrael, v'nasata es habracha al Har Grizim ves haklala, and he continues al Har Evel. So Matam Lomar, what is Moshe coming to teach me over here? Im lamit shetei bracha al Har Grizim klala al Har Evel. If it's to identify which mountain gets what, we already have psukim that identify which mountain gets what. No, it's coming to tell me that the brachos come first. Since brachos come first, you might think all the brachos come before all the klalos. It just means you start off with a bracha, and then klala, then bracha, then klala, but not that all the brachos come before the klalos. And we learn from this limud that there's a hekesh between brachos and klalos for the following halacha. Lomrulcha ma klala b'levim, just like the klala is said by the levim, af bracha b'levim, the brachos are also said by the levim. Uma klala b'kol ram, and just like the klalos have to be with a loud voice, af bracha b'kol ram. Uma klala b'lashon hakodesh, and just like the klalos were said in lashon hakodesh, af bracha b'lashon hakodesh. Uma klala b'chal prat, and just like the klalos were said in klal for some zamekai in the Torah, asher liyakim esdivrei Torah zos, and in the pratios, in the details, af bracha b'chal prat, same as shubay bracha, ma klala elu ve'elu onim v'omim amein, and just like by the klalos, people on both mountains answered amein, af bracha elu ve'elu onim v'omim amein. So to by brachos, the people on both mountains had to answer amein, not only the mountain of bracha. So the brachos were said prior to the klalos, or each one bracha was said prior to each one klala, and from the hekesh of bracha l'klala, we learn a number of halachos. Number one, that it's by the that it's said by the levim. Number two, that it's b'kol ram. Number three, that it's b'lashon kodesh. Number four, that it is b'chlal uprat. Number five, that they answer amen, that everybody answers amen. So five different halachos that we learn from a hekesh between bracha and klala. Okay, so we're at the Mishnah now on the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis. So let's stop there, and we'll pick up from there next time.